This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Mainland China reported 327 new coronavirus infections as of Thursday night, the lowest since January 23rd. But as Lisa Schlein reports, with worldwide infections increasing, the World Health Organization is warning nations to be prepared.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says this virus does not respect borders, and nations must seek to prevent cases from infiltrating their territory. At the same time, he says they must have a plan ready to care for those who are sick and for stopping the virus from infecting others.
Every country needs to be ready to detect cases early, to isolate patients, trace contacts, provide quality clinical care, prevent hospital outbreaks, and prevent community transmission.
Tedros says COVID-19 has pandemic potential, but there is still time to prevent country epidemics from developing into a global pandemic. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence convened his first meeting of the Coronavirus Task Force in Washington Thursday, one day after President Donald Trump made him the government's point person for the epidemic. Pence said the administration has one priority, protecting the American people.
The president wanted to make it clear to the American people that we're going to bring a whole-of-government approach to this. The president wanted to make it clear that what a priority this is for him and for our administration.
The vice president on Thursday brought in Debbie Birx, the administration's global AIDS coordinator and a medical doctor, to serve as his chief advisor for responding to the virus outbreak. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. An airstrike by Syrian government forces killed 33 Turkish soldiers in northeast Syria Thursday, marking the largest death toll for Turkey in a single day since it first intervened in Syria in 2016. The governor of a province that borders Syria's Idlib region said 33 Turkish troops were killed and several others seriously wounded in the attack. The U.S. State Department expressed concern in a statement Thursday night, saying, "We stand by our NATO ally Turkey and call for an immediate end to this despicable offensive by the Assad regime, Russia, and Iranian-backed forces." The deaths were a serious escalation in the direct conflict between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces that has been waged since early February. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a statement late Thursday expressing what was called particular concern for the danger to civilians in the area and repeating his call for a ceasefire in Idlib. The United Nations warned Thursday that a locust outbreak in eastern Africa is continuing to spread and threatens to intensify. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
The UN's Food and Agricultural Organization representative to Kenya, Dr. Tobias Takavarasha, says it's a disaster that eclipses all others.
Much as we say drought is a threat, much as we say that floods can be a threat, but if we are trying to rank them, I think they're all threat, but desert locust situation is an unprecedented threat on food security.
A single square kilometer swarm can eat as much food in a day as 35,000 people. And the FAO warned last month that, left unchecked, the number of locusts in East Africa could explode by 500 times by June. The FAO says containing the plague will cost at least $138 million. So far, donors have pledged $52 million.
That's David Doyle of Reuters reporting. Wall Street markets continued to plunge for the sixth straight day on investor worries about the economic impact of the COVID-19 virus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The drubbing on financial markets stemming from coronavirus outbreak worries continued in Thursday's trading on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 1,193 points, losing 4.4% to close at 25,763. The S&P 500 lost 137 points, or 4.4%, and the NASDAQ fell 414 points, shedding 4.6% of value. The S&P is headed to its worst week since October 2008. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.